From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, February 7th. A heavy winter storm caused flooding across the North State this week. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports many creeks spilled their banks in Red Bluff, flooding a park used as a city-sanctioned homeless encampment.
The torrential rains of the past week hit Red Bluff hard, especially in Samuel Ayer Park. City Manager Tom Westbrook says it was completely submerged.
We do have some restroom facilities down there. I'd heard that the water had reached almost up to the roof, so it was probably 5 to 6 feet deep in that area.
The park was used for a city-sanctioned homeless encampment where a few dozen unhoused residents lived in tents tucked away in its trees and tall grasses. Local homeless advocate Randy Dueck says the people living there have lost everything.
Any like documents and important papers and like driver's licenses and things like that that they don't carry around with them everywhere, but all their food's gone. All the tents and sleeping bags are gone.
Dueck says the unhoused need socks now more than ever, as well as other dry clothes. He says the residents who haven't been able to find shelter elsewhere will likely just move back in the park once water levels subside. An emergency resource center has been opened by the city and the group NumaCare at the Red Bluff Community Center. People can get tents, sleeping bags, and food there, as well as transportation to emergency shelters. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
In other news, Chico State removed an immigration watch training that was going to take place on campus from the event calendar last week. As NSPR's Anthony Vosick reports, the university said the event organizers have been asked to reschedule due to safety concerns.
The nonprofit NorCal Resist was going to help host the training. One of the organizers said he has no idea what risk the university thought it might pose. The university told NSPR they were specifically concerned with how the event was framed. NorCal Resist says they've decided not to participate in rescheduling the event. And the Chico chapter of the California Faculty Association has taken charge of organizing a similar one. NorCal Resist runs an ICE response hotline which covers most counties in the North State. The organization says many false sightings have been reported recently. They recommend people contact them for verified information on ICE activity.
That was NSPR's Anthony Vosick. And a free monthly event provides art supplies and a space for those wanting to spend a day creating. The Maker's Cafe and a quaint train cart on the outskirts of downtown Chico. Creator Tatiana Allen hopes the space feels like an outlet that you can free your mind even for a moment.
Art cultivates this sense of wellness. You know, a lot of us are struggling with mental health issues. So I think my main hope with most of the things I'm involved with are supporting people in a mentally healthy way.
Allen provides a guided art activity that sets the tone. There's also an open mic to set the ambiance.
I really feel like my main purpose is to give them an opportunity to be creative without the barriers of having to go out and buy supplies.
The next Maker's Cafe will be on February 11th. Also, a new variant of avian influenza was found in a duck farm in California at the end of January. Cases of the original strain are also continuing to climb. But is bird flu still a low risk to humans? NSPR's Kendall takes a closer look.
There have been no reports of human-to-human transmission of bird flu. Experts with UC Berkeley School of Public Health say that could change because the virus does mutate easily. A new variant of avian influenza called H5N9 was found in Merced at the end of January. Researchers with the University of California, Fresno, say the new strain doesn't pose a greater risk to humans, but it is a possibility that it could evolve alongside other strains and seasonal flus to produce a virus that could spread between people. Experts with UC Berkeley say people shouldn't panic because the virus hasn't caused any major outbreaks in humans over the 30 years researchers have been studying it. However, they are concerned about people not taking basic precautions, for example, by continuing to consume raw milk. The bird flu variant that infects cattle reproduces in the cow's udders. It then spills into the milk and can be easily transmitted to humans if they consume it raw. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall.
And finally, A new bipartisan U.S. Senate bill could establish a National Intelligence Center dedicated to wildfire response. The legislation is co-authored by California Senator Alex Padilla. The Wildfire Intelligence Center would share information on wildland fires across state and federal departments, agencies, tribal entities, and private sectors. It is meant to encourage cross-agency collaboration. It would also increase monitoring for fires and make the latest wildfire technology more accessible to areas that need it. Padilla's office says the center would be modeled after the National Weather Service or the NOAA Water Center. And those were your headlines for Friday, February 7th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.